What's going on? Welcome back. We are here for another episode of the Slice of Anime Life podcast with both Dallas and Andrew. We're really excited to bring another episode back, and we're ready to get going. Today is going to be a little bit different of an episode. I believe this is our 11th episode. It's going to be a little different. We're going to talk not as much about anime today and just talk a little bit about what reminds us of our childhood. And that can be some games, that can be some media, that can be some entertainment.
Sure. Yep.
Something different. Get us off of anime for a little bit and then come back strong next week.
We've said this pretty much every week, but we've kind of tried to have shorter episodes here and there, and this one will definitely be one of our shortest, I believe. Just because it's a little bit about our hobbies, about what we enjoyed growing up. You know, maybe we can connect anime a little bit with it, because this obviously is still an anime podcast, so I don't want to make it all about different things every week. But this is kind of a one-off thing that we've been wanting to do, is just kind of talk about our interests in other shows, maybe talk about what we liked watching growing up, what kind of got us into anime, and some of the other nerdy things we enjoy. Yeah. So we'll just kind of start with that. I know last week we ended talking about a little bit of the rom-coms we've been watching. Speaking of that, there should be a new episode out today of Dignity. So if you've been watching or listening from the last episode and you gave it a chance, make sure to watch the new episode, because it just came out, and I'll probably watch it tonight. I have a lot of things I've got to catch up on.
Me too. A lot.
More than anime, I've always been, and me and my brother have both been into, I'll just kind of start it, stuff that we enjoy outside of anime is, I at least enjoy, and as Andrew as well, reality TV. So I like Survivor, I love MasterChef, you know, Hell's Kitchen, Big Brother, all of those reality shows. Me and my brother's dream since we were kids is to get on Amazing Race as a duo, and we still hope to do that at one point.
I think we definitely could. Also, just to throw in one anime question, if you could choose one anime character that you could go on the Amazing Race with.
That's awesome. Oh, I would say probably, what would I say?
We can throw in some anime questions.
Yeah, that's crazy. If I were to pick an anime character to go on the Amazing Race with,
who would I go with? Let's take away their powers too.
Yeah.
Because you could pick Asta.
Yeah, but Asta doesn't really have power. He just has very strong.
No, I know, but like, take away their extra ability. So Asta's not going to be able to use his demon powers. He's not going to have his Slayer swords on him. Like,
I'd probably go with, I think I'd go with Tenya Iida, probably.
Okay.
Without his abilities. Plus, he's pretty smart. Yeah, he's super smart.
He's really smart. I think he'd get stuff done on
him. Yeah, I think he would be really solid to have as a partner, honestly, on the show.
That's solid. I don't even know. I probably would just say, you know, one of the characters I will pick, just because I think he's hilarious. I think he is still pretty smart. He's pretty street smart. He likes to get stuff done. And Amazing Race, a lot of the times, can be around food. So there can be a lot of challenges where you have to go and try different cheeses, and you have to remember them in a specific order. And who knows, if I bring someone who is a chef, a culinary artist, like Yukihiro Soma from Food Wars, I think that would give me a leg up. Plus, he's just hilarious. One of my favorite anime characters of all time. He's hilariously funny.
But back to what we were saying, though, like, me and my brother have always had this dream of going on the show. We're both history teachers, so, like, you know, we could be history teaching twins that, like, just love Amazing Race. You know, we've always loved Amazing Race. Hopefully we get a chance to go on there, but I need to catch up on Amazing Race. I think I missed episode 2. Still need to catch up on Survivor. Love is Blind just came out, and I haven't watched it yet. So the newest season of that, and some other shows that I need to catch up on.
There are so many other shows coming soon. Traders will be here in a little bit.
I'm really excited for that.
There's other reality shows that are on right now that I've been watching too, and I think it's just something we've enjoyed for a while.
I love The Floor, Masked Singer, you know, a lot of, like, just interesting shows that kind of give you something to watch every week.
Yeah, I like it too. I like that stuff too.
I guess that's not really too much about, like, our past, though. I mean, we've wanted to do it for a long time, so as kids we did watch Amazing Race, but what else kind of reminds you of what we liked in the past that you can connect it, or I'll try to think of a question in which you can
connect
it to anime.
You know, one of the things that gets me so connected to anime is that I already really enjoyed Western animation first. So before I really watched anime, we were really into a lot of the old TV shows, a lot of old cartoons.
Yeah.
One of the first cartoons we watched was SpongeBob and Yu-Gi-Oh! The Four Kids dub. We watched a lot of those type of shows. And even though, yes, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is considered an anime, and I will always say it was my first anime I'd ever seen, right, I didn't necessarily treat it as though it was an anime. I saw it as a form of cartoon. Western cartoon.
Yeah.
And I still loved it, but I didn't know. To be honest, back then, I truly don't even know if I knew it was Japanese.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I might have just assumed that it was English and that it was dark and that it was cool. And I never really equated it to I don't even know if I said that word correctly.
It's fine.
But I don't know if it was like something I had realized. And so now I know that it's from a manga and it's very popular and it's been popular
for
a long time.
You just don't realize that as a kid, you know, you don't think of things like that. Like, you can just easily think of something as just being normal. You know, it's like so normal because it's a cartoon.
Yeah. I have been watching still.
Just different types of styles, you know.
To this day, I still, you know, find a comfort in the first 4 or 5 seasons of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I mean, I own the first 3 seasons on DVD. I mean, my fiance and I will sometimes even watch them before I go to bed. Like, yes, I am an adult. SpongeBob isn't for everybody, but I do think the first 3 or 4 seasons really do cater towards adults and kids.
Yeah.
And so it's something that, you know, keeps me laughing, something that reminds me of my childhood. And also, truly, it makes me feel good because I already know how the episodes are. I already know everything about
it. You
can
kind of sit back and, like, that's a thing. You put on a show like that, you can sit back and do homework, or you can do, as being a teacher, you know, grading and other things where you don't have to really stress about watching it, you know, with a more of a live style, like a reality show where you might have to watch it or you're going to miss it. You know, with SpongeBob, you've seen it 1,000 times that you're going to keep watching
like it.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. SpongeBob is a special, special place. I'm actually dressing up for Halloween this year. One of my costumes is going to be a Smitty Werbin Jaegerman Jensen. I got a really cool soda drinking hat, or I guess a beer hat, whatever you would use it for, with a skeleton mask. I need to make it look more like a fish head, though, instead. I'm going to get like some white duct tape, I think, from a Walmart.
Are you
or something.
The number one on it.
I'm gonna try. I have a red. The thing is, the it's a red
drinking hat
instead of blue. So if I need to get blue duct tape and then get the white number, or it's either, I think it's a white or navy blue.
White. So it's blue on the sides,
white
on
the front,
top, and then on the front, and then a black number one, I think.
Okay, so that's what I need to do. I need to get a little bit of a skeleton outfit too. But I'm hoping my wife will at least do a photo op with me as the shopping list. I just want to get, like, she can wear even a black shirt with the shopping list, like, on the shirt, so that we can, like, do a little cool photo op.
Floating shopping list.
Yeah, I just think that would be super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we both love SpongeBob a lot.
What are some other old shows you think that we, this is just a question for you, what other shows do you think we watched back in the day that
one
aren't
really,
necessarily the same as anime, but
no, yeah,
maybe
one
got
really,
us introduced
really
to that
crazy
type of
old show that I'm thinking of was the Bananas. You remember that? The old show, some of the old Santa Barbara
shows. True, that's
shows.
Not even
Santa
oh,
Barbara
yeah.
shows. Or the Hanna-Barbera shows, like obviously the Snorks, the Jabbershark, Smurfs.
Jabberjaw.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah, Jabberjaw.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
Johnny Quest.
The, one
Not
of the
Johnny
craziest
Test,
ones. Well, basically
Quest.
All the Boomerangs.
The Boomerang shows.
With the
Jetsons,
what's the
Flintstones.
The Wacky Races.
Oh, yeah. Wacky Races. I love that so much. So cool. Dudley.
Dick and Dastardly.
Yeah, Dick Dastardly. So that's some really cool, like, old cartoons that we enjoyed watching at, like, our grandparents' house, you know. Always good time. You know, they liked watching other things. Like, my grandma was very much into detective shows and things, and honestly kind of got me and my brother into it, too. Like, we like Poirot and other types of shows.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, for example, is my all-time favorite show, even over any anime, honestly, just because it's such a comfort show to me. But yeah, I love that show. Let's kind of move on here to
maybe something else.
Yeah,
we can talk about video games. I'll talk about just a few things that I loved when I was younger, and I know a lot of people maybe feel the same sentiment, but I grew up not that long ago, so we, you know, we never really played the Nintendo NES, we never played the Nintendo 64, we didn't really play all the old games.
Pretty much played was maybe PS1 or a GameCube.
Yeah, we did have a PS1. We never had a GameCube, but we did own a Wii, and we still own a Wii that plays GameCube games.
But I remember playing GameCube before, like,
yeah, we've played GameCubes at other people's houses. Yeah, I remember that too. And
but a PS1 was probably the oldest console we ever played or ever had.
The one we played the most was probably the Wii. We also played a lot of PS2,
yeah,
PlayStation 2.
Still one of my favorite consoles ever, I think.
Yeah.
Just the moment we got a PS2 was like the best. And if this is coming from someone who is a diehard Xbox believer, I have always gone with Xbox. I probably will still always go with Xbox. And I love the Xbox 360 too. I think that's probably the second best console ever made behind maybe PS2 or the Wii. I love the Wii so much.
We also, again, we are in a era, if maybe we had the experience of playing all the older consoles and even some of the newer consoles, I might change my mind.
Yeah.
I've never once really played.
I thought about actually going back and like consoles. There's some decent deals like for consoles, like even for an N64 or some of those newer consoles, the Sega Genesis, like they're not terribly expensive. Like if I ever wanted to in the future, they're probably going to be more expensive then, but go back and get some of the older consoles to kind of have like a little game room.
What would be really, really probably the best bang for your buck is to just do all of the retro games on the Switch. They now have a Switch 1 and Switch 2 retro games. Yes, the original consoles is going to be way better experience because you're going to actually be able to play with the right controllers. Yes, you can get the old controllers for the Switch, but it's not going to feel the same. And I'm pretty sure most of the games are not in their full capacity. Right. With the online versions. I tried playing the I think it was Smash Brothers 2, Super Smash Brothers 2, and it was extremely fun, but I think that you only get a certain amount of lives. You can't necessarily change much, and you only get to go in a specific order you have to start. And so I think that's kind of how you play the game anyways. That is the exact way how you play, but I didn't play it long enough on the Switch to know if there's the same content on the online version than there would have been in the original console.
Sure.
But obviously consoles are some of my favorites. Just to name off a few of my favorite games growing up, I definitely extremely enjoyed all of the Mario games on the Wii. One of my favorite games of all time is Mario Kart on the Wii, Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah, I think that's love probably it. My favorite game or one of my
favorite. I love Super Mario Sluggers, Super Sluggers.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really liked Super Mario Party from the older games. I really like Super Mario Party.
Especially on the DS. That was super fun. DS
Mario Party was so fun. I'm surprised
DS Mario
we didn't.
Kart, I wasn't a
I'm
big
surprised
fan of
we didn't play DS Mario Party more. I feel like we had it for a little bit. We played it, and then we got rid of it.
Then we lost our DS, and then everything else.
And then we got rid of it, and I never played Mario Party until the Switch, and I got Mario Party Jamboree, and that was so fun.
Well, I was actually out last night with some friends, and we talked a little bit about Wii games that we enjoyed, because he had brought up he's playing the new Sonic Worlds Racing, which I thought about getting, because I love Sonic Sega All-Stars Racing on the Wii, which is one that me and my brother have a lot of love for. It wasn't like the best game. I think it was not nearly as good as Mario Kart, which is fair, but it still was good in its own ways. You know, I remember my brother liked playing as I or Alex Kidd
for sure,
or Alex Kidd,
Opa Opa
and the Bonanza Bros, and then Zombico and Zobico or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I would either play as Jackie Nakira or Big, you know, with his frog ability. Was one of my favorites. So I'm interested in getting the new game, but that being said, I love Sonic Sega All-Stars Racing. Obviously Mario Kart, like he said, was an amazing game. You can't go wrong with Wii Sports is just classic.
Even the Wii Sports Resort newer version,
Wii Sports Resort is fire too. I also really love the Sonic Mario Olympic games, especially London and Beijing. Those two are amazing. The London game, I think, is one of the best because it has just amazing events, really great events. Where the Tokyo one we played on the Switch most recently
was, in my opinion, not nearly as good. And they didn't even make one for Paris, which kind of sucked.
Less events.
Less events. It didn't work well. I think
they decided they were not going to make a
Paris campaign. I don't even – it was more focused on the campaign version of the game, which for a game like that, I just don't – I just want you to play. You know, the thing about the London one was you could play sand volleyball and do all these cool things, and there's a decent amount of characters. You know, as a big fan of Big, the character from Sonic, I was pissed that he wasn't able to be in any of the games. Like, as big as he is, you know, come on, he could have been doing the javelin or something. Like, I like Vector and some of these characters, but, like, they couldn't have got him to play. You know, he doesn't hardly have any screen time in Sonic games to begin with. Give the guy a chance, because he, in my opinion, is my favorite Sonic character.
I mean, there are some insane Sonic games that I want to replay. One that sticks out to me is Sonic Unleashed, where he turns into Sonic the Werehog.
I love that
and
game.
That was a game we played on the PS2 a lot, and I remember that and, like, a lot football. Of the game. I remember a lot of the game, but so much still feels empty to me. Like, yeah. I don't know if we ever finished. I don't know how far we got, but I do remember being very eager to play when I got home right. from school or got home from soccer practice and
yeah.
wanted to hop on the game.
Sonic Unleashed was fun. I think me and you might even agree with this. One of my favorite games all time, and maybe even up there in the top three with Mario Kart possibly, mm-hmm. is Lego Batman on the PS2.
Oh, yeah.
One of the yes. best games that we had ever played.
Huge Lego video game fans for yeah. sure.
Yes.
Sadly, we never got into the Lego Star Wars, which I think is some of the best games of the series that I've heard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we really enjoyed Lego Batman. We really enjoyed
Lego Batman Pirates of the Caribbean. The best. I still have Lego
Pirates. Lego Indiana Jones was one we had
beaten. We both played originally, because the first two Lego games besides the Star Wars ones that came out originally were on the PS2 and other consoles was the Indiana Jones, the first game, which we loved. We loved that game so much. And then the Lego Batman, which I think is just so great. You know, I'm not the biggest Batman fan, I'll be honest. I love Superman more. But I just think that game is so well-rounded. I can't deny that Batman and Spider-Man, both of them, obviously this is a little bit different of a spin, but both of them have amazing villains. So to have, like, the Batman villains in a specific game and playing them is so freaking cool. Like, I have Lego's Batman, I have Lego Batman 2, I have Lego Pirates of the Caribbean and some other Lego games on my Xbox still to this day that I play. I mean, probably my favorite game of all time, kind of switching it up from Lego, but it would probably go Rayman Origins is my favorite game of all time. And then I would say my second favorite game would probably be Mario Kart, and then a close third would probably be Lego Batman the original. Like, and that's coming from someone who doesn't really love Lego Batman, or doesn't really love Batman as a character, but I liked the game so much. Yeah, very cool. Something we're actually getting into recently about heroes and superheroes is a game called HeroClix. We just have always kind of played it when we were kids with some of our good buddies. You know, one of my good buddies who's just turned 30 the other day, actually, the big 3-0. So he's a few years older than us. He was kind of like an older brother for us because we didn't have an older brother. We're twins, and I'm technically the older brother, but we both were born the same day. So we don't really think of each other as older or younger, you know. So having a friend who is basically like an older brother, he was a senior when we were freshmen in high school, and just kind of helped us get through some things. And still one, I consider him almost like a brother, to be honest, because he grew up as a foster kid and things. And so he didn't have maybe the full family experience that he wanted. So just really had an amazing time with that.
I also would love to get him. We have multiple friends who like HeroClix a lot, and it'd be nice to get both of them on the podcast just to talk about HeroClix, explain what it is, and maybe give it some more praise and what it's been getting the last couple years, because a lot of people would say it's a dying game. I went into a lot of local shops over the past month, and most every single one of them said they don't supply HeroClix anymore. It's not profitable. And of course, that makes sense, but I still think it's still fun, it's still interesting, and there are some people that still love it. In fact, yesterday I talked to a guy at one of our local cards and game stores, and he was talking to me about HeroClix, about how they had gotten some in, and he's eager to maybe see it come back, because there are some people that are truly either collectors of the game or they are competitive, and there is a pretty competitive right. amount.
I mean, me and my, we actually had our friends over yesterday to have like a, basically a couple matches. We were doing a little bit of competition. We're going to start buying bricks and kind of doing things, but it was just such a fun experience. You know, I enjoyed it so much. Like when we first started playing, I didn't quite think of the strategy behind what you're choosing your characters. I just said, I'm going to pick Thor because he's cool. You know, I didn't pick it for strategy. And now, like, being older, I can kind of pick with strategy. And
yep.
It just makes the game even more fun for me, honestly. So I really enjoy HeroClix. And I do agree that maybe it's a kind of a dying game. I don't know. Nowadays, I mean, if you look at it, yes, it might not be around where we're at in the Midwest, but it's probably not dying. I think it's actually it's better than it has been the last few years. It's kind of coming back, you know, in some ways. You know, I'm watching tons of HeroClix content on YouTube now, which is awesome because it just gets me more and more involved, and getting people that we played with a long time ago back into it is just so much fun. Like, sitting down for 3 hours yesterday, like, and actually playing it just made my weekend. Like, it was such a fun experience, and I am very, very happy that we were able to do that.
I agree.
Yeah, something that we'll hopefully keep doing. We're trying with our friends to do it every single week, kind of like a D&D thing similar to that, but using HeroClix instead.
Basically, I will be honest. We, as brothers, have definitely gone through many phases of what we enjoy and what we don't enjoy. There have been many times in which, you know, I've put forward effort to watch a show and then decided it wasn't for me anymore. I put effort into playing a game and I decided it wasn't for me anymore. I mean, I bought all the characters on Jump Force on Xbox and then just to never play again. I bought a $80 I bought an $80 version.
What?
Yeah.
You bought the deluxe version, yeah.
We bought the deluxe version of Jump Force. I also bought a deluxe version of the WWE 2K21.
That's such a good game.
And
though. But I agree.
What was that? 2K21 or
23? Which 23.
One? 23. So not long ago. And then for that to never be played again.
One of the two.
Like, I think it was as much as those games are great, I have gone through phases of enjoying something and not, and then eventually giving it up. HeroClix is one of those things. In the past, we played it for a long time. We didn't really know how to play, but we tried. And then eventually we never played, and it was stuck in a closet for years. And then over the past year, I decided to bring it to my buddy's house for a playthrough with a couple of our friends. And we all of a sudden said, wow, I think we should start getting characters again because it is pretty fun. It takes a long time, but it's fun. So hopefully we don't do that. Hopefully we can continue to play. Maybe it can become a monthly thing so that we can get together. It should be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of getting back into our childhood a little bit too. Like, me and my brother both love Skylanders, and I get, like, as being 25 years old, that can be a little bit weird. You know, some people might say what they want to say about it. But I just think it's a fun time. You know, the same people we play HeroClix with both love Skylanders. One of my good buddies, the one who's turned 30, he actually has his father-in-law actually was one in the process of making. He was one of the people that created Skylanders. So if you're a big Skylanders fan too, really, really cool. He basically has an inside to everyone that was involved in the making of the games. So really, really cool. Skylanders is something special to us. You know, when it first came out, it was one of the coolest things ever. I remember me and my brother, like, begged my parents. Like, we weren't maybe super young,
we were 6th and 8th grade.
Yeah, so maybe like 11 to 12 to 13. But I remember we went on a trip out west, and just every single time we went to a store, whether it was Target, whether it was Walmart, whatever, like, it was just crazy. We just went and looked for every single starting character for the Skylanders, and it was just the coolest experience. You know, we're looking for just Whamshell. He was like one of the toughest to find. You know, we were looking for Ghost Roaster, you know, for Sunburn and Slam Bam, some of the tougher ones to find. And it was just so cool to just sit and find them back then. It was awesome. I hope that, like, I can kind of get some of that experience back one of these days if another game comes out with more collecting like that. I just think it's a really, really cool experience. But We'll always remember that. But we had essentially originally bought a ton of Skylanders. We bought basically all of the Skylanders for the first and second game. So the original game plus Giants, we bought all of the Skylanders essentially. And me and my brother, we kind of grew out of the phase of Skylanders. We said, no, it's fun. We beat the games, blah, 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 you know, and then we got rid of them. Then fast forward, Swap Force and some of these other games came out. We didn't play them. And then eventually we actually traded our Skylanders in. Like I said, we got iPhone 4s. I remember that. It was like we traded them. Yeah, we got one iPhone 4 to share, and we traded with my in the Skylanders and got enough money to get an iPhone 4. And then we went back and got all the Skylanders again, which was really cool. Obviously, my dad even was like, you really need all the Skylanders? I was like, yeah, it's just a fun thing. My dad loves collecting too, maybe with different things. You know, he's a big sports fan, so he collects a lot of sports memorabilia. But we just love to collect, you know, and my dad understands the passion, even for a kid's game, like just wanting to collect things. It's like collecting Legos, you know. So those things just matter to us specifically.
There's a lot of things we've collected over the years, but definitely video games, Beanie Babies, sports cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards. Now HeroClix again, Skylanders, clothing, shoes, hats, clothing. Yeah, I think that it's just ingrained. Clothing. Yeah, I think it's just ingrained in our mindset since my dad is so used to collecting 24/7. We've decided for a long time to do the same thing. We've been taking a little bit of a break, but definitely still fun to collect, and especially when it's things from your childhood that make you feel better about your day. Sometimes being a teacher and going through the motions and mm-hmm. Everything can be pretty difficult, especially if you're coaching and you have a lot on your plate. And I think that finding your childhood and finding things that you liked in the past is really, really nice and can really boost your
One thing is being a teacher, like me and my brother both think this. It's like, and I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day, like he's a new worker. It's his first year teaching. He actually deals with a lot of the same stuff I was dealing with last year. He has anxiety and other things. It's just been kind of tough for him. And I just told him, you know, like take your life at home, outside of school, you know, whatever, and just enjoy life, whether that's going out with your wife and doing things or enjoying things that you normally enjoyed as a kid or whatever, you know, and not just make your life so much about school or so much about this or about that, you know. So it's really just nice to, like, even just having the HeroClix tournament or whatever we had yesterday. Being a teacher sometimes, like Andrew said, it's hard. It is very hard. And having that moment kind of made up for that rest of the week.
I'll say this too. I mean, I know we're probably getting close to the end of the episode. We're not going to be talking for too much, but I think to piggyback off of that, you need to always stay positive and find the things that make your life easier and better. And one of the things that really is that for me is anime. And I, again, have not been the best at staying on top of my watch history over the last month. In fact, I think even Dallas, who watches a lot less overall anime than me, has watched more over the last month just because I've kind of taken my time with not watching it. Still a huge part of my life, still something I really, really enjoy. And in fact, I still to this day wear a lot of anime merch out and about, like anime t-shirts and stuff, because it is something I really enjoy. However, you know, I haven't been the best, but it still is something that's important to me. It still is something that makes my day better. And if you can find that, whatever it is, it can be sports, it can be anime, it can be even though I think you should take a break from it, but it could be social media, right?
Right.
Find something that you enjoy that's not going to ruin your life.
You want to enjoy your life. You know, for example, like me and my brother both love music. You know, we love singing. You know, we both were in a college choir, you know. I recently kind of have gotten back in with my wife to doing musicals, you know, and I'm doing my third musical in the last year, basically starting up here in October in the next couple weeks. And it's just brought a lot of joy back to my life. You know, I miss singing in choir. I miss college choir. You know, I really do, honestly. I was listening to some music today of what we sang in college, and it just brought back good memories, you know. Obviously, moments that I'll never forget. So hopefully my one thing, I'll kind of end on this and we'll play kind of the outro here, is that whatever you do in life, just like we said, you know, you want to do something that you enjoy. You be you. You know, me and my brother both love a YouTuber. He also has a podcast by the name of Real Breaking Nate. You might know who he is. Okay, he's from Indiana. He's amazing. One of the most positive, most loving dudes on YouTube, and he is just an amazing human in my opinion. And what he always says is peace, love, and a high five. And you be you. You don't want to be anyone else. You know, and that you want to live by what you are. Regardless of what other people think about you, as long as you love yourself, you can do anything. You know, and that's what I tell my kids at school. Like, I'm here to help you be the best version that you can be. And yeah, just a really great experience being a teacher and helping kids to kind of reach their goals. So thanks for kind of listening to something that was a little bit out of topic. You know, we both love anime so much, but kind of felt like we would rather kind of talk today specifically about our childhood and kind of how we like things. You know, anime is, for us, is not going to be a phase. You know, we're not going to not ever not like anime anymore. Yeah. But we love talking about things other than anime. You know, we really do.
And we're going to have, to finish this off, we're going to have a lot of other opportunities to talk more about not just anime. We're going to have an opportunity here, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, to get one of our buddies on to talk about HeroClix and to explain the game and to talk to you guys about that. We'll have another chance to get some other interviews on the podcast. I've already talked to or emailed a few people, one of which is a mutual that I met on Facebook and TikTok, who is a really great guy. He's a voice actor. He doesn't do any anime, but he does do some really great video games. He does voice acting for companies, and he does commercials. He does a really good job. I don't know if I'll be able to get him on the podcast, but if he's available and ever wants to, I definitely would really, really enjoy to have him on, and then other people too. We'll see if we can get some other interviews. But again, really, really appreciate you guys staying with us and chilling for a bit. It's been really, really fun. I know this has kind of been a really lax episode, but I really do like these episodes, ones that can give us a little bit of a break from talking about anime. We can take a little bit more time to watch some of the recent shows and get back with y'all.
I got to watch Dignity tonight, and I'll need to catch up on some other things. I thought I heard that One Piece was coming. I don't know if it was a dub or if it was something else, but One Piece was coming out on October 4th. So it might have – I need to check to see if maybe out. The dub – it might just be the newest
Japanese episodes. Well, they said here – to finish, though, they said Oda was feeling better. I know there was some issue, they said, with him not being well, and now they said he's fully healthy. He's coming out with new episode or new weekly manga now.
Did you see Inyaki said his favorite arc was Inyaki's
Inyaki's lobby. Good.
What would you say? You think that's a good?
I really do like that.
You think
for him?
Okay,
that's awesome. I think that's fair.
Cool.
So,
all right. Well, thanks guys for listening. We will catch you next week. Thank you guys.